I use my kid's wagon. Works fine, but it takes forever. Of course, I don't have a storage problem with it on the city lot.
Oh, around here, if we have any load of any kind, you take your pickup or something like that.
And you just aren't moving 15 or 20 feet around here.
A lot farther than that. And they have, years ago, I bought the first lawnmower, power lawnmower that I bought was a battery operated one. It had three wheels and it's kind of type of cart. Well, since we've got the motor ones, why, we've just taken everything off. And you've got a pretty nice little two-wheel cart, of course.
I noticed the boy out
there. Yeah, the little one's always out there mowing lawn with that. But you can lose some pretty good loads with it. You can put nice weight on there and with the handle you can balance it.
That's a nice casting job on that housing too.
Yeah, it was, matter of fact, it was a high price contraption at the time I bought it.
It was.
But, it done the job. I was afraid of an engine with the... And the engines years back were a long ways different than they are today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess after the war they started coming out with more substantial lawnmowers.
Well, this year...
They were expensive, weren't they?
This year was... I bought this battery one after the war. I think I bought it in 48.
Mm-hmm.
It worked fine. Had a little built-in charger, but then it only run about 2 or 3 hours, and then you'd have to only 16 inch with the grass we got around here. We just couldn't get over it.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. How did you sharpen the axes and sides? Or did you use sides?
I've never used a scythe very much, but we had one of these old, supposed to have been pedal contraption, but the pedals and all had broken off. They put a crank on the wheel and you turned it that way.
Uh-huh. What did you call that?
That was a grindstone.
Oh, I used to like to pump those things, the pedals. I didn't enjoy the kind of the crank.
Well, this here one had the pedals, but it was an old one and it had gone off. And instead of fixing it up to the rest of the way so it could be pedaled, we put a crank on it.
Did you have a stone or a rock you could take out of the field with you to sharpen knives? Or?
I imagine they did. Now, in my time, we never used knives much in the field. I done a little of this hand topping of Capricorn, and we would have a whetstone in our pocket and use pocket knives. But I know that before my time that they did use butcher knives, and evidently they had a whetstone to take along with.
You ever hear that called a rifle?
I never had one.
That's a Pennsylvania term. I just wondered if that had come this way. Oh. How did you keep the lines on your harness soft and pliable?
I think that it was done with oil. Like some meat split oil or something like that, or fish oil. This type of fish oil is stank stuff, I know that.
Oh boy, I bet that was nice on one day.
Well, they done it in the spring and then it would... It loose, but the oil smelled.
Those lines would get pretty stiff and hard, wouldn't they? Perspiration.
The lines not as much as the rest of the harness. See, the lines weren't against the horse as much. Of course, you'd hang them in the barn and it'd be a damp morning like we've had here, and they would be plumb wet and drippy.
Hmm. Just that salt, huh?
Yeah, I imagine it was. I just dreaded to harness a horse on a morning like that because I... It'd be damn.
To change the subject, what does your wife have to put her coins in?